Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rams fans, welcome back into Rams Showcase. My name is Sheriff Joe Bags. Tonight, Rams Showcase, we're back full time. I'll give you all those details, though. Plus, the Rams got another preseason game this weekend. I'll let you know who to keep your eyes on when the Rams take the field at SoFi on Sunday. And later, fan quesos. Lots to get into. Let's rock.
This is Rams Showcase with your host, Sheriff Joe Bags.
Rams Showcase, we are officially back full time, and I'm so pumped about it. There are plenty of details kind of coming in and coming out, and I'm kind of trying to nail everything down. It is very difficult to try to figure out where I've left off, what I need left to do, and obviously we're going to be experiencing some growing pains as we get back into being full-time at Ram Showcase, but we are back to being a weekly show, so you can expect these episodes every single week. The Monday night streams, those are going to be returning. As far as the exact date on the return, I'm not sure exactly when that's going to happen. We might wait until the regular season to bring those back in, but either way, pumped about that as well. So it is, it's just a new era for Ram Showcase. I'm absolutely pumped about it. I love that also there has been some incredible fans who have stuck with me throughout this entire time of working two jobs, working another radio job where, if I'm being honest with you, that really took away a lot of my creative energy from Ram Showcase. So I'm absolutely excited to be back on just full-time doing Ram Showcase stuff. Now that I don't have that that outlet, I'm already feeling like I'm jonesing for it, man. So this is bringing me so much joy. I'm absolutely pumped to be back full time. But like I said, we're going to be feeling some things out. I already am noticing certain things that I don't like. The lighting is really weird for this episode. That's just going to be the way it is. But we'll kind of address that and adjust as the season goes on. The graphics will probably be changing as we go on. Different kind of structure stuff. Backdrop could be changing quite a bit as well. So we'll kind of just have a good time with it. All right, but that's kind of why I'm here. I love this football team and watching the games every week, and then coming here to unload my brain is kind of how I process all of that information. And I'm just glad that I get to be a part of your game week when you're getting ready for the games every week. That there are the people that tune in every single week to Ram Showcase, get ready for the games and other shows as well. And I think that's absolutely awesome. I am honored to be part of your game day week and looking forward to an awesome season, man. We're getting fired up for this season and lots of reasons to be excited. So, but as we fill it out, get back into full rhythm, please just bear with me. We're going to be, like I said, going through some growing pains here. This is the fourth Sheriff Station. This is now Yeah, I've gone from one apartment to a house to another apartment. Now I'm in this apartment. So a lot of different versions of this bad boy going through. And I like to think that this is going to be the best one yet. I think that we're already kind of there, but I do got to just make some adjustments and kind of keep it going that way. So already getting more ideas of potential ways I want to set this thing up. So yeah, we'll kind of see how that goes. Fourth edition of the Sheriff Station, though. I think that's absolutely awesome. So I've always felt like this show is first and foremost just for the love of the Rams. I'm super pumped, like I said, to get back to it, but we're not worried necessarily about just pumping numbers, and I'm not going to just try to do all this, you know, clickbaity stuff for you. You'll never see like a YouTube video from Rams Showcase where it's like me on the cover like, what? Matthew Stafford said what? And it's like something super normal. Like, so we're here to have a good time, watch the Rams, and enjoy this season. So join me this year, and let's have an awesome time. So let's also get into the business here, all right? So at Ram Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags is where you can follow. RamShowcase.com. I have yet to dive into that side and to really start digging into that. I'm actually, if I'm being real, looking for help on RamShowcase.com. I'm just not really a website guy, so I would like to get some people who maybe know a little bit more what they're doing. I've got some people I want to reach out to, but if you are somebody who knows how to navigate the stuff and make them like really just look awesome, run awesome, all that good stuff, hey, reach out, man. Maybe we can have a conversation and see what you can do to help out the show, dude, for sure. So we'll get back into that. At Ram Showcase again, at Sheriff Joe Bags. That's where you follow on the socials. So transactions for you. One big one to talk about. I guess we can consider this a big, I'm considering it a big one. I don't even care. So kicker Tanner Brown has been officially waived by the LA Rams. He was the Rams preseason kicker last year and just really wasn't getting it done. Did get waived after the Broncos game. He signed my flag, this one here, that upper one on on the arch there. That's Tanner Brown's autograph. So but that was pretty cool. But unfortunately for him, just wasn't working out. Fortunately for the Rams, we actually feel like we've gotten a kicker, Joshua Cardy. I know it was only 2 for 2 in field goals and 1 of 1 for extra points, but it was not those numbers that I'm considering here. It is the way those kicks looked and felt from a standpoint of watching plenty of kickers miss. I feel like we have a good idea, possibly Rams fans do, of kind of just that motion and what makes a kicker decent. And it feels like Joshua Cardy has got all of that. When it's time to Cardy, we will Cardy hard because we like to Cardy. So lots of cool nicknames, obviously, with Joshua Cardy. But this move does all but confirm that Joshua Cardy will be the Rams kicker heading into week 1. It's a spot that I'm not necessarily overly crazy about. Obviously, you need a good kicker, but we know how it goes. You got to try some guys out to find one that's going to work. So it looks like the Rams have hopefully landed on a Joshua Cardy, who's going to be potentially a long-term option for the Rams. And if you can come in with Alex Ward and Ethan Evans, gosh, I was going to forget his name real quick, then we've got a really great young core for our special teams, and that's awesome moving forward. So looking forward into that, and we'll see how Cardy does the rest of this preseason. And I mean, he doesn't have any difficult venues to kick in. It's 2 SoFi games and a game in Houston, and that is it. This is a road game for the Rams this week, and we will talk about it here in a little bit. But this is a road game for the Rams, but it's at SoFi. I kind of love when that happens. I know that it's weird to see all the Chargers stuff all over our stadium, but it's a freebie home game, and I kind of like that. That's kind of fun. So moving on to this game preview. Actually, we don't have a lot as far as the game preview does go. And on the other side of this, we will get into our fan quesos. We make a post on the YouTube channel, so you can comment on that post. We also post on Facebook. If there's another way that you would like me to post so that you can get your fan quesos in, just let me know and we can absolutely add that to the rotation. So I want to be able to answer your questions about the LA Rams and just help me do that, dude. So we'll figure that out. But yes, Rams at the Chargers, SoFi Stadium, 4:05 p.m. kickoff time. Seems like an odd timing, but hey, that's okay. And obviously, we're covered, and it's in L.A. in August. Not going to worry about the weather for this one. I think we'll be all right. So some very similar in terms of what we're kind of looking for in this game based on what we saw last game. I don't anticipate a lot of major changes, a lot of craziness here. It does kind of sound like Sean McVay is not interested in checking out the kick returns in preseason. So it looks like he's, we're kind of coaching our guys to just kick it out of the end zone. And it, I believe that that conversation is being had of like, hey, we're not even going to worry about it. Whatever you guys want to do, that's cool. But we're just going to kick it out of the end zone because we don't need to see that kind of thing. And also joint practices, scrimmages, that's where you get your reps anyway. So the fact that the Rams did have three joint practices this preseason, it did get a little bit weird. We were supposed to be practicing with the Chargers this week and instead re-upped and did more practices with the Cowboys. But scrimmages, practices, that's where you're going to get your reps. And I know a lot of people are worried like, hey, the Rams never play their starters in preseason. They're not going to be ready. And that's just not really the case because we've kind of gathered that now that with scrimmages and with joint practices, these starters are actually getting more reps than they would than if they were just kind of being, you know, getting their normal practice reps without scrimmages and stuff, and then getting like a couple drives in a preseason game. Andrew Whitworth was very adamant about that, of scrimmages, that he was getting way more reps doing scrimmages with the Rams than he ever did playing in preseason games with the Bengals, that was just the way to do it. So, and it's a little bit more of a controlled environment. You can set up your situations. Obviously, in a preseason game, you need to wait for that situation to happen for you to be able to put your eyes on it. But in practice, you can just set it up, and that's absolutely awesome. So love to see that. Some injury news for you. It does look like Matthew Stafford did leave practice early with a hamstring injury. It's still early enough in the preseason as of date of recording. It's only the 14th of August right now. So yes, the season is creeping up on us rather soon. We do have under a month out, but this is far enough away that I don't think we should freak out right now. And I do think that it's already happening, but that's okay. But it's too early to kind of judge that situation yet. We're also dealing with Matthew Stafford, whose first game is in Detroit, a team that he obviously used to play for a long time, who knocked him out of the playoffs last year. He's not going to miss that game. You could rip off that leg, and Matthew Stafford's going to throw 400 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game. You're not going to convince me otherwise. So we'll of course, keep our eyes on this situation because maybe he'll be a little bit less mobile, but come on, he's playing in that game. Like, I don't think we could physically stop him from playing in that game if we wanted to, you know what I mean? Also some offensive line guys still a little bit banged up. We kind of knew that was happening. Puka Nacua still not practicing right now, but it's kind of just something we're keeping our eyes on. Nothing sounds like it's that big, I guess. There are some names that may not be available in maybe week one. Maybe Havenstein isn't ready week one. So we'll kind of keep our eyes on that and kind of see how it shakes out. But we do got to understand that we still have enough time for people to, like, if they're a little bit banged up, to like, man, just ease up and we'll be all right for week one kind of thing. So I think that the reaction to the injuries has been a little bit extreme, but I'll also say this, that I don't get too emotional about injuries. I don't really get freaked out by them. They suck. I'm not happy that they happen. If Matthew Stafford and all these guys go down, I'm not thrilled about it. I'm not okay. I'm not happy about it or anything, but hey, it's football. It's a very violent game and injuries are going to happen. They suck. We don't want them. We don't root for them, no matter if it's our team or the others, but they're going to happen. People are going to get banged up. These guys are insane athletic specimens and they're running into each other at full force. So yeah, things are going to get banged up and things are going to happen. So just something to, I don't know. That's what I always keep in my mind. It's football. It's violent. It's aggressive. It's crazy. It's 22 dudes flying around out there doing crazy things. So yeah, people are going to get hurt and that's just a part of the game. It sucks to see. You don't want to have all your backups playing all the time because your starters are out, but yeah, you know what? Sometimes it happens and what can you do? You just got to keep on moving and hey, root for the next guy that comes in. If one guy goes down, hey, let's go next guy. You know what I mean? if we see Kyren go down with anything, then hey, it's Blake's time. Let's do this, man. So that's kind of where I keep my head with the injury aspect of things, because it's going to happen. We just can't avoid it. It's unfortunate part of the game, but it is a part of the game. And as far as our matchup goes here, what I'm actually going to give for you is just the 3-C, and then we'll dive into our fan cases on the back end here. But I'm going to pick 3 offensive players or units, I guess, after looking at this, and 3 on the defense, and those are players. And it just kind of keep our eyes on. So I did want to have a podcast episode last week for you, but I had a bunch of issues. So I had prep all done and my whole podcast was written up, but I was having some computer troubles. But either way, so let's just go ahead and get into it. So on the offensive side, Jordan Whittington, Lil Whit, as we are calling him, I guess. I love it. I don't think it's very clever, but we'll think of something. We'll land on a sweet nickname for Jordan Whittington. But he had an awesome first game. Obviously, I think he kind of surprised some people. Some people didn't get surprised because I think we've been hearing comments. And I kind of preach this every year when it comes to especially the LA Rams and Sean McVay and just kind of our coaching staff and our philosophies in general. And you will hear about names that pop up in training camp and in the offseason activities that, you know, a name pops up and it could be something simple. It could be Sean McVay saying, hey, this guy had a good day today. That's telling us something. He didn't need to say that. So when he's mentioning Jordan Whittington in the offseason saying like, hey, man, this guy actually fits in with us really well. I think he's going to be a contributor for us. We got to listen to that. And I don't know if we all had, and that's okay, because I think we're listening now. And that's a good thing. I have also seen that a lot of people are comparing the Jordan Whittington first preseason game to a Nelson Spruce situation. And I got to say, I disagree. I don't think that this is Nelson Spruce related. I think that this is more Puka Nacua related, if I'm being honest. And maybe that's recency bias. Maybe that is that I just believe in things and I like to think that cool things will happen. But I just didn't get the vibe that that Whittington is kind of a short timer or that he's not going to work out for this team. So I think that I got to say also his energy. He's got that Puka Nacua Kobe Turner kind of vibe to him. You know what I mean? So I think that overall, man, Jordan Whittington, I think it's a player to watch. Probably not going to be breaking records rookie season. We've got a very loaded wide receiver group unless we do see some of those guys go down. But I would say that, you know, next year, the year after, I think that he's just going to keep getting more and more reps. And that's obviously a good thing for us because we just get to see some guy be awesome out there. And that's super sick. I'm trying to see if this, I'm getting a weird reflection in my lens here. I think it's okay. If there's a big spot, I can't tell. I'm sorry about it. Anyway, moving on to the offensive line backups. Dude, this was awesome to see. So obviously the Rams don't play starters in the preseason. So we knew that we were not going to see, you know, your Steve Avila's, your AJ Jackson's and all that, K Dots, you know, we knew we weren't going to see them, but this line did an awesome job in the first preseason game. Bennett was given plenty of time to scan the field and look for defenders to throw the ball to. Oh, man, it was too easy. It was right there. I have no hatred towards Bennett. I think Stetson Bennett's awesome. I hope he sticks around. I'll be completely honest. We'll talk about him here in a second. But the line was given Bennett time, which is good to see. Obviously, the run lanes were opening up as well. And Logan Bruss, dude. Mother freaking Logan Bruss, dude. This guy was absolutely awesome. He killed it in this first preseason game. Looked super strong, had an incredible PFF grade if you put a lot of weight into those. I don't necessarily. I just look at the game. Watch that guy play football. Is he good at it? Yes or no? I feel like it's easier than we're giving it credit for. I feel like people dive really into the weeds on that stuff. And if you're looking at techniques and stuff, obviously that does play in. But is he good at football? Yes or no? Last year, year before that? No. This year? Dude, yeah, I think he might be. So Logan Bruss is a guy that I'm going to be continuing to watch closely this preseason. He was not on my radar coming in, but after that first preseason game, the way that he was looking, the way that he was opening up some lanes, I'm absolutely keeping my eyes on Logan Bruss. And who knows? Maybe he's just a little bit of a late bloomer. Maybe he just needed a few years sticking around, and now he's going to be awesome. Who knows, dude? I don't know. We'll keep watching. And we got two more preseason games to check him out. Also, Zach Thomas, killer job in the first preseason game from Zach Thomas. So two guys I just wanted to kind of highlight a little bit, but I think the entire line, I think everybody did a good job. And my last one, we're going Stetson Bennett. And I'll say it, I think that we're judging Stetson Bennett too hard. I think that we're being too rough on these four interceptions. There's so many reasons why. So he's only ever experienced preseason action in the NFL. He hasn't played live-action football since the Broncos absolutely smoked the Rams last year in Denver in the preseason. And he also wasn't around the team at all last year. I mean, it's kind of being, it's that whole, you know, you got to be around the fire to feel the heat a little bit. And he's getting back in now. but I think he's still thawing out, dude. So I think that we're being a little bit rough on Stetson Bennett. Obviously, four interceptions, you never want to see that. But the name of the game is winning football games. And he threw the game-winning touchdown on a great drive at the end of the game. So maybe I'm the crazy one. Maybe I'm overlooking these four interceptions because, in fairness, they were all bad. All four of them were like, what were you seeing there, man? Like, but he threw the game-winning touchdown. I realize that we're feeling mixed emotions on Stetson Bennett right now, but keep in mind, these are practice games. He hasn't played since about a year ago, wasn't around the team all year, and is also our third-string quarterback, so let's maybe ease up a little bit. We don't need to put the pressure on Stetson Bennett like he needs to be Matthew Stafford's level, because he's not. Most quarterbacks are not. Most other teams don't have a quarterback that's not. So I think we're being a little bit harsh on Stetson Bennett, Stet Benatar. I still feel weird about Steady B. Am I alone there? Can I get some insight? Let me know if I'm being too aggressive on that Steady B stuff. I feel like that's Stedman Bailey, dude. I don't know. And with his story, all that. But yeah, so four turnovers, yeah. That sucks. Four turnovers is a lot of turnovers, but he won the game, dude. He threw the game-winning touchdown, and, you know, it's going to be fine. QB3, we're not even going to see him unless a tragedy happens. You know what I mean? So, in fairness, Jimmy Garoppolo is out the first 2 weeks, so it would be Bennett as QB2 in the first 2 weeks. Fairness. That's fine. I get it. But let's be real. If we see Stetson Bennett, we've seen a tragedy. And seeing Stetson Bennett play football for the Rams is probably, in that week, not the worst news that we've gotten, if I had to guess. So there's that part of it. Flipping over to the defensive side on our 3-C. So we're going with Tyler Davis. Dude, Tyler Davis. I am I'm quickly becoming a big fan of Tyler Davis. He was, this entire offseason, he's been just like a name that's been on the roster, a draft pick, and I didn't really know much about him, wasn't hearing about him from people, but seeing him in that first preseason game, dude, I am locked in now. I did a bunch of stuff on looking into him. I think that the Rams, man, I won't get too ahead of myself, all right? But I think the Rams might be the best drafting team in the NFL. And we got a first-round pick this year, too, so that's pretty sweet stuff. But Tyler Davis, the way that he was able to get into the backfield fast. That's what I was looking at. So the fact that he's coming off the line, making a move, and he's in that backfield, that is huge. That it's, I'm not going to say that he's, you know, the next Aaron Donald or anything like that, because that does not exist. All right. We're not going to fall victim to John Elway syndrome, which is what all these Bronco fans have out here in Colorado, where every single quarterback that they get is the next John Elway. Okay. We do it too with Orlando Pace. Don't pretend like we don't, but we're not going to do that with Aaron Donald. All right. At least I'm not. You feel free, do whatever you need to, but Tyler Davis definitely looking a little bit like he's taking some pointers is kind of what I'm getting at there. Also, Fisk, we don't even have him yet. So, dude, you put in, you know, we got now Bobby Brown, who's got the terrifying football mask thing. If you haven't seen that on Twitter, oh, my God. Damn, I'm hitting everything. But also, Braden Fisk. And Tyler Davis, we got Bobby Brown. We got a good grouping on this defensive line. If there was ever a good time to lose Aaron Donald, and there's not, this was the best possible opportunity to fill out that room in other ways. So, and also just watch for Davis this week. Kind of what I was looking for back on my second watch of the game. I was looking for how he's using his size to manipulate the pocket and kind of be like kind of keeping things where he wants them, it seems like. It seems like he's big and strong enough to kind of determine some things. And again, we're dealing with backups that are blocking him, so we do have to consider that, you know, the talent level that he's playing against is NFL level, but this is NFL level. These are starters, like, right there. It's just a little bit, you know, just a little bit more oomph to it. So, obviously, we're watching that, but check out also how he's paying attention to his other rushers that are with him and how he's kind of just managing that. He seems like he's playing just so smart right now. So I'm absolutely digging that, man. And then next up will be Zach Van Valkenburg, the best football name on the roster, which is pretty sweet stuff, but had an awesome day along with Nick Hampton. But I'm going to go with Zach specifically just because I highlighted Zach Van Valkenburg last year And I was kind of high on this guy. He ended up not sticking around. But I do think that based on what we saw in the first preseason game, he's already improved. So I will absolutely take that. And last one here, I'm going to go with Omar Spates. Omar was all over the place last week. So in a grouping that definitely has some talent. Our inside linebackers are not a bad group by any means, but it is Ernest Jones and the rest at the moment, in my eyes. I'm a big fan of Roseboom. I do not dislike Jake Hummel in any capacity. Omar Spates is looking really good. So I think that ultimately I will be sad to see whoever leaves and happy to see whoever stays, no matter what. So kind of just make your pick. Rams defense, you know what I mean? But Omar is, he's in a grouping that we're looking for some solid depth, but he's in some battles, all right? So we got, obviously, Roseboom coming back, that's really cool. Hummel coming back, that's really cool. And then Spates, who was around last year, kind of sparingly, and now he's battling in too. So those are who we're watching for in this preseason game. Obviously, there is a lot of different names that we want to keep our eyes on. I didn't even mention any secondary players here, which I am very closely keeping an eye on because I am stoked for the secondary. I think it's extremely talented, being coached by one of my favorite coaches in the NFL, in Aubrey Pleasant right now, and just a lot of young, talented guys who we're kind of waiting to see who's going to rise up from that group. And I love that kind of stuff, so I'm here for all of it. We're going to take a quick break here. On the other side, we'll get into your fan quesos.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome back in. We will be creating, I actually have a little bit of a list of commercials I need to make, which is real cool. I love making them. They just are extremely time consuming. So I'm trying to carve that out right now with all the other stuff going on. I do need to get that done. But either way, we'll have a better break for you when that happens. But let's dive into our fan quesos. We're going to start on the Facebook page. And because I know for sure that we've got a really one really, really good one from Peo on the YouTube channel. So I'm going to save that one to last because it's pretty good. So we'll get into that here in a second. But first, we got a string from Cody on the Facebook page. Any early thoughts about the Rams secondary this year and how much we can expect to improve from last year? You know what, man? As far as expectations, I am not an expectation guy. I just kind of like to watch how things unfold. I know that that answer is so stupid when you're asking for an opinion. But as far as that goes, man, it's extremely difficult to judge that right now because we don't really know. I mean, we know that, you know, Trey White coming over, it's obviously a very unfortunate news about Darius Williams. Obviously, that was super cool to get him back and stuff, but then he went down. But we've got a lot of young guys who, Darian Kendrick is who we lost. So Darian Kendrick, obviously, the fans have a very fan opinion about Darian Kendrick. I'm a fan of Darian Kendrick myself, but either way, we don't have him this year. But we got a lot of other young guys. I'm really excited to see how Tomlinson has progressed coming into this year. Sean Jolly was making some plays in the first preseason game. Let's see. So obviously Kobe Durant figures to be a big part of this defense this year as well. I love the safeties. We almost have too many safeties, and that feels like a good problem to have, but also it's like, I want to see all these guys play. I want to see Cam Curl play and Cam Kitchens play and Quentin Lake play. And, you know, like I want to see all these guys. So, that's going to be an interesting thing to see how Shula and Pleasant, how they kind of deploy the safeties in this, this season. So as far as what we can expect and how much we've improved, hard to tell, man, just hard to tell. Darian Kendrick, obviously he had his ups and downs last year. He had a string of games where he was playing really, really well. Didn't hear his name once. And then like he has one, you know, blown coverage in a week and everyone's like, see, this guy sucks. It's like, he had like four great games. What are you talking about? Anyway, doesn't matter. But either way, I love this secondary. I think it's young, it's energetic. I like their swag. I love their coach. Not over that. I'm never going to get over that. I think Aubrey Pleasant's awesome. All right, I want to hang out with Aubrey Pleasant. Will you be my friend, please? This needs to happen, man. I'm a big fan. All right, and then next one here from Cody. I think I answered that. Probably not. Yeah, stop knocking this down. I'll let you know I'm the sheriff. I got these sweet patches, dude. Yeah. All right. So do you expect us to add a vet in the secondary? Maybe bring back Witherspoon, for example, as he played well last year for our expectations. No. Simply put, I don't think this is going to happen. And mainly because we just had the opportunity to do that. We lost one of last year's starters, Darian Kendrick. We had the opportunity to just bring in Witherspoon again. Would have been easy. Would have been cake. He already knows us. We didn't. So I think that that tells us that we're not going to do that. Next one here from Cody. If our line can avoid the injury bug, dude, how dare you say those words? You just guaranteed they will, dude. What the hell, man? But it says, with our new offensive line, do you expect a back to form year for Stafford? Yeah, I think we got a back to form year from Stafford last year, actually. I think that late in the season, that, you know, that final 7-game stretch, I don't know a lot of quarterbacks that were better than Matthew Stafford. So I don't think we're getting a back to form Stafford. I think that we're getting a continued back to form Stafford carryover from last year, if that makes sense. But yeah, our offensive line obviously dealing with a little bit of a banged upness right now. But hey, I will say this, man, if our depth looks like they did in the first preseason game, obviously they're not as good as our starters, but doesn't feel like the drop off is as dramatic as maybe it has been in previous years where one guy goes down and we're like, crap, that side's gonna get smoked all day, man. Like, so it doesn't really feel like we have that this year. We've got some really good depth pieces. If Logan Bruss is going to be one of those, awesome. Bo Limmer was looking really good in the preseason game. I mentioned Zach Thomas earlier. We've got Joe Noteboom as backup as well. So we've got some really strong depth there as well. So even if we do deal with a little bit of injuries, I think it could be worse, if that makes sense. So, but Stafford, I think that he was on fire last year as the season went on. So I would say that there's no reason to think or expect that that wouldn't carry over into this year, especially starting the season in Detroit. I think that's big. Next one here from Cody. Who's the biggest piece we added that doesn't get enough hype? I'm excited for the rookie Corum. Rookies, Corum, Fisk, and Verse. Horns up. You picked the easiest rookies to be excited for, but I do appreciate it. Actually, as far as rookies go, I think that those are all great options, and I'm excited to see those guys as well. But I'm going with Whittington, who I've kind of been, not pounding the table on all offseason, but I've definitely been following him and watching him. And being a Texas A&M fan, I didn't really dive into a lot of Texas games, but I went back and watched some stuff. And I mean, the dude looks like he fits in here perfectly. Cam Kitchens as well is another one that I'm absolutely thrilled to see this season and see kind of what he can bring to this secondary. It is a deep group. I don't expect to see him a whole lot in this in that grouping, but I think that'll be a good one. Trey White, I feel like, is a oddly underrated addition to this defense. I think Colby Parkinson, again, just another oddly underrated addition to the Rams offense. I think that he brings a lot to this team. But also, I think Davis Allen might be just pretty sick, though. So I don't know, man. I was watching what was that game? The Ravens game. Yeah, that's what it was. Because aesthetically, such a sick game. Like, so sick. Anyway, but watching that one again, and it sucked because, like, Davis Allen was playing really good football, man. Scored his first touchdown and stuff like that, but then he dropped the ball on third down, which led to the punt, which was returned back. And it's like, ah, dang it. You know, you don't know it when it's happening, but you're like, you watch it again, and you're like, ah. So I'm like, I'm not even going to watch the final game, I guess, the Carson Wentz 49ers game. I don't really see a reason to, but I always do a season rewatch as we get back into the season. So that's been fun. But I think those are all great additions. I know everybody kind of hates the Jimmy Garoppolo addition, but I would say as a QB2, to have him on our bench, a guy who's played in a Super Bowl, like, and has plenty of experience, I'm not mad about it. I realize everybody's got their personal opinions on that, and I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong, but I personally am not mad about it. I'm fine. I'm fine if Jimmy is our backup this year, but I also am not locked in on that. I'm not convinced yet, and maybe I'm just in a weird state of denial, but I don't know. But I think that's a great addition because, I mean, we saw what happens when you need a Brett Rypien to play in Green Bay, you know, and it just goes terrible. So to have a decent backup behind Stafford, I think is crucial. I think it's crucial. So I've always kind of been in that camp of like QB2 doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until it does matter. But I mean, we're getting Matthew Stafford on the end of his career now. And I do think it's totally legitimate to have a guy who has plenty of snaps in the NFL, whether you like him or not, whether he really only hits like slants and screens or not. He's an experienced player who I think can at least keep our offense rolling if he's asked to. And so I'll take that one as well. Next one here is coming from Gary. Who do you see ending up next to EJ at inside linebacker? Technically nobody, because our starting lineup is more of a nickel set. So EJ is actually usually out there by himself. But as far as who will be that ILB2, it's going to be Christian Roseboom. I feel pretty confident in that. He's experienced enough. He's continued to get better every single year. So we'll see if that jump happens again. Obviously, his linebacker coach is now our defensive coordinator. So there's some good continuity there, which is good as well. But I also don't think it's impossible that Spates sticks around. And I do think that we could see them both returning in a little bit of a sense of let's get to some special teams help. Sorry, I'm trying to click, but I cannot multitask, dude, at all. So, yeah, I can't click a button and also talk to you. Continuing here, we've got Aaron. And Aaron says, with such depth on offense, will the Rams keep three quarterbacks on the roster? I fully anticipate three quarterbacks sticking around. That seems to be pretty common right now with the Rams. Kind of feels like that's kind of the path right now. I wouldn't be surprised about it. And also, I mean, I guess kind of where I'm thinking on the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff is that I don't think it's impossible. You maybe look at a Vikings who just lost their quarterback for the season. And we talk about injuries all we want. We're not the Vikings, all right? And I don't mean this to try to be funny or try to be clever or to show any disrespect, but they literally had a guy die this offseason. We're not dealing with that, dude. So, like, they lost their quarterback for the full season and a guy died, and they lost, like, three starting wide receivers. Like, dude, we're not dealing with that, okay? Habenstein's week to week will be okay. Like, holy moly, man. But either way, I say that to say that I don't think it's impossible that a deal gets done for Jimmy Garoppolo and the Rams send him out to somebody else, such as a Minnesota Vikings who just lost their quarterback, who now we're looking at Sam Darnold being QB1 all year. All year? Come on now. Probably not the best idea. So I don't think it's impossible that a situation like that happens. We obviously have a really good connection with the Minnesota Vikings, with KOC, former Rams offensive coordinator, being the head coach out there. So there is a connection there. Don't think it's impossible. I'll just put it out there like that. How much, this one come from Drake, by the way, not that one. How much, do we look into Stetson's turnovers with the win compared to how we had we lost this game? I think it's totally different, man. The name of the game is winning. You play to win the game. And, he did. So I think if we're looking at a 4-turnover day with a loss, we're like, dude, you can't turn it over 4 times. Simply put, you can't turn it over 4 times. And really, he did 5, but that last one didn't count. And that one was a tip. So I guess that a little bit more leniency on that one. But I would say, it changes the entire conversation, man, because you take away that game-winning drive where he actually looked pretty solid. Yeah, it's a different conversation, for sure. I think it's entirely different. I think that we are still being just a little too gun-jumpy. Not a term. I'm going to go with it, though, on Stetson Bennett and that game. I think that we're just putting too much weight into what was happening on that football field. It's the first preseason game. He hasn't played in almost a year. Wasn't around the team. Wasn't around the fire. He's still thawing out, dude. We got to give him a minute. And maybe by the third preseason game, we're like, actually, do we even need Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, so let's just also hang out. We can just kind of see how that one happens. Next one here coming from Mark. Why do you think so many people aren't giving this team a chance this year? I get that AD retired, but overall the defense looks better than last year on paper, and so does the offense. Mark, dude, I'm with you, dude. I'm right here with you, man, because I think that this team looks great. If there's ever a good time to lose Aaron Donald, and there's not, it was this year. Especially if a guy like Tyler Davis, you know, late round pick, if he's coming in and looking awesome, who knows what Braden Fisk is looking like on football fields right now. Bobby Brown was improving massively last year. And if you don't believe me on that one, go back. Go back and even just watch the first 4 games of the season and tell me that he's not a much better player than previous years. And if you're still having trouble with that, go later in the season where he continued to improve all year. Just saying. So if we can be in a situation where losing AD can be kind of softened by the fact that we have a really good roster right now, I think that that's obviously good. The offense, I think this offense is insane, dude. I love this offense right now. Going into this year, I am over the top excited for this offense. I mean, not only do we get Kyren's clone in Blake Corum, Cooper's clone in Puka Nacua, and Puka Nacua's clone in Jordan Whittington, and Tyler Higbee, and Tyler Higbee's clone in Colby Parkinson, and Colby Parkinson's clone in Tyler Davis. Like, it feels like we know now. We have a very strong understanding. We've watched this team long enough under Sean McVay. We know exactly the kind of players that he likes, and we can almost now, I like to think that we're at a point now, as a person who, you know, dives very deep into this stuff, I feel like I can watch the Rams draft a guy and say, this one's going to be a hit, which is not real, but also it's like, well, this is the right kind of guy. If it's going to work, this is the guy to make it work here. Like, if he's going to work in any team, it's ours. So let's do it, you know? And I think that we're really starting to nail that down right now. Offense looks great. Defense looks great. Special teams, we're getting Ethan Evans back, who's going to put a ball into orbit. The ISS is coming down one day from Ethan Evans football. And, you know, Zach Ward obviously coming back to snap the footballs again. That's obviously awesome. And now if Joshua Cardi can be the man, which all indications say that he is. I also really like, by the way, that he's not wearing a number in the 40s. I don't really get into the number stuff or care that much, but a 16 is much, much better. Much, much better. So, but yeah, I actually, I don't know. I don't know why not a lot of people are giving this team a lot of chances. It does seem like that, God, it's hard to, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, man, because it feels like people who are like amateur coverers of the NFL, such as myself, see it. And it seems like YouTube channels and other stuff are like, you got to watch out for this team. Like, this team's looking really good. So I think that it is your ESPNs, your NFL networks that just aren't really covering the Rams right now. And that's totally fine. Peter Schrager, I don't know what happened, man. He used to be pounding the table on the Rams all the time. Now, yeah, I don't think he really talks about it so much, but that happens. That happens. Let's see here. Let's head over to the YouTube channel. We got three coming from Payo, and that will wrap it up here. So first one, we've got, would you drink, would you, yeah, yep, yep. So full question. Well, would you drink it if Puka came up with an energy drink called Puka Power Up? What flavors would you want it to be? That is a really good question. I feel like most of the flavors would have to be something that doesn't make any sense, especially for Puka Nacua. So one would be like electric. I don't know. my brain was going to electric lightning, but that's too redundant and dumb. I don't know, I feel like they would have like weird names though, and you would never know what flavor that is by looking at the name. You know what I mean? But I'd want like an orange one. I like grape. I know that that's not popular, but I love that. I'm a Red Bull guy, but also a sugar-free Red Bull guy. I crush Red Bulls. My trash can at my work looks like I'm like making mistakes. Yeah. But I also do the sugar-free. So this would have to be, the Puka Power Up would have to be sugar-free as well. I don't do the sugary drinks. I don't do them anymore, man. Anymore. But, yeah, absolutely, dude. I mean, even if it was sugary, I'd try it at the very least. But, they hurt my tum-tum. I can't do it. I can't do it when they're super sugary. I'm gonna be sick to my stomach immediately, dude. Like, if I drank a Dr. Pepper right now, you would watch me get sick. It's so bad. But anyway, next one here from Payo. What has been your favorite Rams headline of the offseason? I'll tell you what's my least favorite, dude. My least favorite is that news coming across the table that Aaron Donald's leaving, so that was not fun. Favorite news coming out of Rams offseason. Favorite headline coming out of Rams offseason. I really tried to tame in and not really get too much into Raheem Morris comments. But I wasn't mad he was hired in Atlanta. We'll leave it at that. I wanted Aubrey Pleasant to get the job. Chris Shula getting the job and Aubrey Pleasant getting assistant head coach, I did not hate also. Dude, that's a tough one. I should have read that. Well, I did read it ahead of time. I didn't think about it, though. I thought, I was like, I'll be able to come up with something. So I will go with, if I had to give an answer, what my favorite headline is regarding the Rams this offseason, it's that your favorite Rams podcast, Rams Showcase, is back full-time, full-force, weekly episodes back into your souls. You're welcome. And the last one here coming from Payo Time, so buckle up for this one, all right? It's a doozy. So you, two Rams cheerleaders, Puka, Ernest Jones, Donnie Avery, Danny Amendola, Stu Jackson, Jordan Rodrigue, Les Snead, Kevin Demoff, you spelled that wrong, come on, man. And then Sean McVay are playing dodgeball, 6v6. You are asked to decide the teams, including yourself, who is on your team and who is on the team you're against. Winning team wins part ownership of the LA Rams and $100 million to the charity of their choice. The charity of my choice is called Joe's Bank Account, and you can donate today. That's a joke. I don't know if I have a favorite charity myself. I would defer that one to somebody else. So, choices again, me, Puka, two Rams cheerleaders, two of them, they come as a package, Puka Nacua, Ernest Jones, Donnie Avery, Danny Amendola, Stu Jackson, Jordan Rodrigue, Les Snead, Kevin Demoff, and Sean McVay. Let me go ahead and obviously we're starting my team with me. I need five other people for this team. I am 1,000% going Sean McVay. Sean McVay for sure. He's going to have everybody so motivated and fired up to play. There's no way that we lose. All right. Then I need to go athletic. All right. Which I already kind of did with Sean McVay. That's kind of a cheap pick. If I'm being real here, he's definitely a pick. If you pick him for the opponent, you're like, I'm good with losing. And we don't do that around here, okay? This isn't San Fran. Get out of here with that. So I'm going to go with athletic Puka, obviously. Puka Nacua, my next pick. So I've got me, Sean McVay, Puka Nacua. Then from there, I am going to go with... Ooh, I've got some pick. I had to look up to see how many... Pick number three, my lord. So I'm going to go with... Wait, so I said me, Sean, Puka... Ernest Jones, for sure. Danny Amendola is my guy, so I'm definitely going Danny, all right? Always been a big fan of Danny Amendola. In fact, the bar that I watch football at right now is called Kelly O'Brien's. It's in Colorado Springs, and I started going there in 2010. It was Sam Bradford's rookie year. I started going there. I was 19 years old going to this bar to watch football, and I'm looking for the Rams game. I'm walking there for the first time, never been. I'm looking around. I look up at the TV, and I see that one-handed Danny Amendola catch. And I was like, this is my bar. And I still go there today. I'm 33 years old. I started going there when I was 19. Whole 20s, every single Sunday, watching Rams games there, for sure. So Joe, Sean McVay, Puka Nacua, Ernest Jones, Danny Amendola, and you know what? I'm going for the win, dude. I'm going dubs all day. Give me Donnie Avery, man. I loved Donnie Avery, by the way. The speed, man. I know that, like, I hate it now, but when at the time it was fine, because I was a child, but I used to crush some people with Donnie Avery and Madden, which was really fun. So that means that me, Sean McVay, Puka Nacua, Ernest Jones, Danny Amendola, Donnie Avery are going against two Rams cheerleaders, Stu Jackson, Jordan Rodrigue, Les Snead, and Kevin Demoff. You guys are going down. All right, Kevin Demoff, first of all, I'm pretty sure he's a short guy. Get him out immediately. Just get him out of the way. Les Snead, I feel like he's going to be underrated, but I feel like he's going to be very defensive. He's going to be, you know, he's not going to be firing off. He's going to be holding the ball. Boom, boom, defense. Boom, boom. You know what I mean? Jordan, not sure what her tactic would be. Her and Stu, though, I think would kind of try to team up a little bit. They'd be like a little bit of a distraction. They'd be like, you throw, and then like a half a second later, I'll throw, kind of thing. They would be doing some stuff like that, so you'd have to watch out for that. And then the two Rams cheerleaders, don't get me wrong, all right? These cheerleaders are athletic as hell, all right? They're no joke either. But if Puka Nacua and Sean McVay are whipping dodgeballs at their face, we're going to win. That's all I'm saying, dude. That's all I'm saying. All right. So, dude, I love that question. Let's get some more stuff like that, dude. Let's get some more stuff like that. I'm gonna fill in one, by the way. I'm going to add a bonus one from Rams House. He didn't ask this, okay? I'm just going to assume your question, Rams House. If I had to share a bedroom with Jordan Whittington, what would that be like? I just thought of this just now, so I don't even have an answer prepared. I did this to myself. So I think that so far what I know from Jordan Whittington, not too much. Let's be real here. We don't know a whole lot. But he went to Texas, and I'm an A&M fan, all right? So I'll be doing a lot of this. He'll be doing a lot of this. I'll be doing a lot of this. He'll be doing a lot of this. You know what I mean? So I think that we'd have some good beef going. But I also think that that would be what would get me back into video games, because I would have to get that rivalry rocking on the new college football game. So heck yeah. All right, dude. Thanks for all your fan quesos. Back to it again next week, of course, as a Ram Showcase back to full time. And I'm pumped about it. At Ram Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags, that's where you can follow on socials. RamShowcase.com. Again, if you are a internet person, a websiter, then, hey, dude, reach out to me. Maybe there's something that we can figure out. Other than that, enjoy the game this weekend. Rams at the Chargers. Should be some fun stuff on Saturday. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that and some of our young Rams to keep our eyes on. So that is going to do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This has been Rams Showcase on Sports War Radio and the Fansided Network. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you who are Rams fans, thank you so much for watching, and go Rams.